Investors in Asia and Europe are still struggling to work out how the financial turmoil here in the U.S. is going to affect other parts of the world. That uncertainty has been reflected in the market so far this week. To find out how the crisis and the potential bailout are playing abroad, we turn to Lionel Barber, editor of the Financial Times in London. Welcome.
Good morning, Linda.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has asked other countries to take similar steps to the steps he has proposed and create government funds to bail out their banks and financial systems. Anyone in Europe or Asia taking that advice?
Well, not just yet. We clearly had to rescue a bank of our own a year ago, the Northern Rock Bank. But what you guys over there have done is on a far greater scale. The other point is we had a forced merger of a bank last week that got into similar trouble to the kind that we saw with Morgan Stanley, and that was HBOS. They were forced into a merger with Lloyds Bank.
Not to mention that your Barclays Bank picked up some of the rubble strewn around Wall Street.
Looks like a great deal to me. That was a really opportunistic bid, and I think Barclays got a good deal on the New York operation of Lehman. And of course, the other interesting development was that the Japanese have come in and snapped up assets. And of course, that set some tongues wagging and a little bit of snickering over there in Tokyo, because 15 years ago, the Americans were buying up assets in Japan, banking assets, and saying, you Japanese don't know how to run your banking system.
Well, what is the response in Europe to the Bush bailout plan? Is it easing concerns about the crisis?
To a degree, yes. I think it's important just to remember how serious things came last week. I mean, you saw a virtual meltdown of the financial system on the Wednesday. I likened it to that scene in Independence Day when the president's leaving town and he looks behind him and there's the White House is crumbling. I mean, we were seeing that with the banks on Wall Street, one after another going down. So this was really scary to anybody who was in London, Tokyo, Frankfurt, the big financial centres. What we've seen since is that the government, in effect, Hank Paulson, has taken dynamite to the problem. I mean, he's throwing $700 billion at the problem, and that did stabilise the markets on Friday. Question now is, if Congress doesn't do a deal by the end of the week, that could be very, very scary for the markets. You may see a precipitate decline in the dollar.
I was going to ask you about that, the impact of the bailout proposal on the dollar. Any difference in the attitude toward U.S. currency?
Certainly, when there were fears about whether the plan would go through on Monday, there was a sharp fall in the dollar. And that had ended a recent rally. And I think you will see that if there are big doubts on the timing. And I think that's obviously what the Federal Reserve and particularly the Treasury are trying to do, to put pressure on lawmakers by saying, if you don't sign up to this deal by the end of the week, you could have a very serious reaction in the markets and then ultimately on the American economy.
Lionel Barber is the editor of the Financial Times. He joined us from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.